Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I will tell you both what is wrong with being raised Catholic.
Ooh. I mean, how much time you got?
How much time do you have?
Right?
The guilt?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The guilt. Even though I have left the religion, I still feel the guilt all the time. Just this guilt that's sitting on top of me. And today, that's how I felt when I rolled into Starbucks.
The same one?
Yeah, because that's what we did a week ago.
Oh, a week ago today, yeah.
Yeah, and I pull up to the drive-thru bored, and I'm just like, please be a dude's voice. Please be a dude's voice. Please be a dude's voice. Nope.
Was it your mystery lady?
No, she is not.
She probably quit.
But there were two people at the drive-thru window this time, and I think it's somebody plus their protector because this
absolutely.
Creepy.
Absolutely. Oh. There's security now, definitely.
The Buzz fam got involved. They went there. They called. Your mom called.
I was about to say, you know, my mom called.
Huh?
My mom called the Starbucks.
Why?
Because she's like, why don't... Okay. So she's listening to it, and she goes, why don't they just call?
Mm.
And I'm like, I want to make a personal connection with this
of
girl.
Of course. Yeah.
So she took it upon herself and got her name.
I can't believe that.
I lost it. I absolutely lost it.
I figured since today is Mortified Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That I might as well just see if going in there, I would see that girl and be mortified today. Thankfully, I was not. But I just felt like a dirty, creepy old man.
With a trench coat?
No.
No.
With just skinny jeans.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at Jordin Silver.
How are you, Chris?
Phenomenal.
You're awake.
Oh, I'm so awake.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I haven't gotten more than 3 hours since September 30th, so I got like 3.5 last night. I am pumped up.
Wow.
Woo!
Is it drugs?
No drugs.
This is natural?
This is. I wish I could take drugs, but I always get sick when I take drugs.
That's the point. You got to move past the sickness, and then you get to the good part.
Oh. Well, I've been doing drugs all wrong.
Well.
So many have.
Speaking of which, hey, Stace.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm lovely. I'm tired.
Okay.
I actually got... I'm actually may about 3.5 hours of sleep. Yeah.
Hmm.
My cat was being a dick.
Doing what? Jerry.
But he's like an infant.
Mm-hmm.
I can very much relate. He
same
pounces
thing.
On me.
You breastfeed he... it.
Don't judge me.
Jordan Silver and friends.
Chris and I had brunch yesterday.
An interesting adventure.
All right.
Yeah. Chris, are you the kind of person that absolute strangers will just open up to?
Yes.
Okay. Same here.
Yes.
And it runs in my family. I know people's medical history. Strangers. I know their deepest, darkest secrets. People that I've met after 2 minutes just feel really comfortable to open up.
Yeah. In the back of your mind, you're like, why are you telling me this?
Exactly. And you have to smile through something. Well, Chris and I had a moment like that yesterday.
Oh, yikes.
As we went to brunch and we walk in and the host, who we've seen, we've gone here a bunch of times.
He knows us.
He grabs the little menus and he's like, come over this way. I ask him, how are you? He goes, I'll be better in 20 minutes. So if somebody says that while they're working, I'll be better in 20 minutes, what do you think is coming up in 20 minutes?
A break or his shift is ending?
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's what we thought too.
Nope.
Oh no.
No, no.
Oh God.
I go, are you off? And he goes, oh no, no, no.
I was like, is someone that's supposed to come in, call in sick that you've got to cover now? Oh no.
The health department is coming in.
What?
In 20 minutes, the health department is coming in. And this guy's frazzled and sweating, and there's all these people eating there. And we're just like, oh, God, why are you telling us the health department is coming in? And this is something that bothers you. And then he adds to the information that we didn't need to know and goes, this is actually a follow-up.
Yeah, not that they're worried that the health inspector is there and they might find something. It's that they might get shut down today.
Yes, shut down. Shut down in 20 minutes from us sitting down there. So we sit down, look at each other and go, that was a lot. Do you still want to eat here? And we both were like, yeah.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
on this day 100 years ago. Man, what was there to do back in the day to have fun?
Probably the same thing now. Drugs and sex.
Okay, well, there was no internet. So you couldn't screw around on the internet. Here's something that's very 1919 to do.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we get to the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago on this day. But first, we started off with music history. This is something that you researched, Stacey Moody.
Yeah.
On this day in 2018, Skrillex is ordered to pay $1.6 million to a fan who was injured when he performed a stage dive in 2012.
Yeah, he jumped off the stage, landed on her, and she had a stroke afterwards, and like a lot of money was awarded to her.
That's probably all the medical bills.
Probably,
$1.6 million?
Yeah.
On this day in 2012, Fiona Apple cancels the remaining dates on her Idol Wheel Tour to care for her dying dog named Janet.
It's not funny that it's dying, but that name, I love it.
Janet was 4, and Janet had, quote, been under my piano while I wrote a lot of my songs.
Oh.
I feel her. Are you kidding me? I'm taking a year off when Blanche
dies.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
On this day in 2008, Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz welcome a baby boy with Stacey's least favorite name of all time.
This is the most ridiculous name. Bronx Mowgli Wentz. Are you kidding me? Stop.
He's 11, by the way.
Whoa. Yeah. Are they still together?
No, they're not together. They've moved on to different people.
Yeah.
Also, Ashley Simpson's Pieces of Me is one of the greatest pop songs ever written.
Yikes. Okay, moving on.
On this day in 2007, the debut album from Amy Winehouse, called Frank, is finally released in the U.S. 8 months after her second album, which was released 3 years after its British release.
You know how the music industry is full of people who think they know what's best?
Yeah.
Well, Amy Winehouse dealt with this album. When asked about it, she said, "I've never heard the album from start to finish. I don't have it in my house. Everything was in shambles. It's frustrating because you work with so many idiots, but they're nice idiots. So you just can't be like, you're an idiot. They know they're idiots."
I'm getting a tattoo of that. On this day in 1993, Stone Temple Pilots are the musical guests on SNL. Here's a little bit from that.
Once again, Stone Temple Pilots.
Once again, Stone Temple Pilots.
Nailed it.
That was Nicole Kidman. On this day in regular history, 1995, Princess Diana admitted to being unfaithful to Prince Charles in an interview that was broadcast on the BBC.
What?
Oh, come on. He wasn't faithful to her. He's with his side chick now.
Wow.
Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall.
Cornwall?
Cornwall, not cornhole. Cornwall. On this day in 1986, the 1 billionth little golden book was printed. The title was The Pokey Little Puppy. Did you have little golden books?
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
Me too. They had the little golden spine.
Yeah, and I love The Pokey Little Puppy.
You remember that story?
Yeah.
Oh,
loved it.
Little golden books were founded in 1942, still around, but don't go in the rabbit hole of trying to find out if any of the ones that you have in your basement are worth anything, because they're really not.
Because they're not going to be.
Yeah, there's exactly. Some rare ones and stuff, but they're not worth more than, like...
Again, what was it? How many were billion?
Billionth.
Yeah,
the 1 billionth
now.
Little golden book. On this day in 1985, Microsoft Windows 1 is released. And here's Steve Wadabalmer, or whatever the guy, the crazy yelling guy from Microsoft. You should know, because he's your god, because you're an Android person. This is him yelling about Windows.
$99, that's right. It's an incredible value, but it's true. It's Windows from Microsoft. Order today. P.O. Box 286 DOS, except in Nebraska.
Is this guy still alive?
Yes. He owns a sports team now.
That makes sense. Has he had like 15 heart attacks?
I don't know. Maybe?
He sounds like he may have.
What I find very interesting is Windows 1 is the exact operating system that we still use to run the radio station here. All right, on this day in 1984, McDonald's makes its 50 billionth hamburger. I didn't even find a fact for this because I knew you would go straight for it, Stace.
Hell yeah, I did. Did you know that Ronald McDonald is the second most recognizable character in the world behind Santa Claus?
No.
Yeah. I think that was on, was it Super Size Me? They were showing pictures of Jesus to kids and they were like, I don't know who that fool is, but look, that's Ronald McDonald. I love that guy.
I love this world that we live in.
Right?
On this day in 1982, Drew Barrymore hosts SNL for the first time at the age of 7.
Ever soul's gotta be crazy, but making a 7-year-old host this show.
So you think he's nuts too, huh?
He's gotta be nuts to cut Andy Kaufman.
7 years old, the youngest person to ever host SNL, Drew Barrymore, in 1982 on this day. Oldest?
You.
Betty White at 88. Britney Spears was the youngest person to host and be a musical guest in 2000 when she was the ripe old age of 18 years old.
I was going to say 16.
On this day in 1967, the census clock in D.C. goes past 200 million.
Oh, that's too many.
Americans. Red-blooded Americans.
Oh.
200 million red-blooded Americans in 1967, and I can't get a text back. On this day in 1947, this is great because I'm totally watching The Crown right now. Princess Elizabeth marries, they say lieutenant so weird. They say like lieutenant.
Oh.
Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten. Mm. I swear The Crown, the TV show, which is so beautiful and so gorgeous, and season 3 just came out this past weekend. That show would be like 10 minutes long if Prince Philip wasn't such a little pain in the ass bitch all of the time. Oh my God. He's just dragging his feet, mad that he's got to be a man behind a woman. Oh God.
Ew.
But I love The Crown. Have you ever watched it?
No, I have never watched it. What channel is that? Showtime or something?
Oh my God, no. You sound like my mother, Netflix. She goes,
is it really?
I was like, season 3 came out. My mom goes, I'll DVR it. I was like, impossible, bitch. Impossible. On this day in 1888, Willard Bundy patents the time card clock. What a bitch.
Seriously.
You gotta be in at work at a certain time, whatever the clock says. Clock in, clock out.
Hate that guy. Him and the guy who invented taxes.
Taxes.
Like income taxes.
Okay. Have you ever done your research to find out who that is and why that happened?
I think we talked about it once and then I immediately forgot about it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
On this day in local history, kind of, and also national history at the same time, on this day in 1983, thousands of Kansas Cityans were part of the estimated 100 million Americans that watched the fictional destruction of Kansas City in the made-for-TV drama The Day After. Here's a little clip from it.
Yellow.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Copy. This is not an exercise.
Roger, understand. Major Reinhardt, we have a massive attack against the U.S. at this time. ICBMs. Numerous ICBMs.
This is Joe Huxley. I'm broadcasting out of the Science Building at the University of Kansas. Is anybody there?
Shout out to KU.
Yeah, this controversial movie showed the potential effects of a full-scale nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union. And instead of highlighting the political and military events, the film depicted the complete annihilation of Kansas freaking City and focused on the resulting lives of the surviving residents of Lawrence, Kansas, and rural areas of the northwest part of Missouri. You can watch the whole movie. It's on YouTube. It's called The Day After. Very, very, very local. On this day in 1983, that came out. And let's go to the KC Star.
All right.
100 years ago today, November 20th, 1919. First off, we got bad traffic.
Okay.
It says, traffic crawled through the congested downtown district last night. Robert P. Woods. I love how when you're in the newspaper back then, you got to use your middle name too.
Right.
Robert P. Woods. Robert P's of the Woods.
Oh, I was going to make that joke. You beat me
really?
To it.
Oh, man. Found that pedestrians could move faster downtown than the vehicles. John A. Beeler, a New York traffic expert who is employed by the Board of Control to study sluggish traffic here, maybe back in Kansas City next week to get into these problems. So they hired somebody that is an expert to come and be like, yo, people are walking faster than these motor cars are moving. We got to figure this traffic thing out downtown.
Can they come back and figure it out?
Yes. We'll get a Ouija board.
Okay.
We'll bring back Robert
John
P. Woods.
John Beeler.
John Beeler. And what I was talking about earlier, when there's nothing to do, when it's 1919, I saw your eyes. Are you reading the story right now?
I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
When there's nothing to do, it is November 20th, 1919. They're about to get rid of alcohol. What do? There's no internet. Well, you do this. Quote, I really don't want to read this, but I have to.
You got this.
They're talking about poultry, by the way, just so you know, BuzzFam. Permission to conduct cockfights at the Heart of America Poultry Show in Convention Hall on November 24th was given today.
You can say it.
The cocks will wear heavy pads on their spurs and sparring and without bloodshed.
Ah. I mean, I guess if you have no internet,
right,
no booze, and there's really nothing else going on, I guess go cockfighting.
You know, it's weird.
What?
Me and my friends get together with booze and the internet, and we still do the same thing.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Look at a sunset out there.
That is
nice?
The opposite of a sunset.
It is really pretty. It's all felt pink.
Stacey Moody, the one member of Jordan Silver and Friends that has been accepted to Mensa.
Remember when I didn't know what that was?
Yep, girl, yep.
It's okay. It's okay.
God.
It's okay.
I get things wrong, too. I do. Notice how it's a little bit darker in this studio than it usually is?
Yeah, I'm wondering why that is, Jordan.
Because I have my laser hair removal today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, flugging. My God, it's frightening.
I didn't want to say anything.
Did you notice? I mean, it's everywhere. BuzzFam. I've decided to take care of a problem that I've needed to take care of my entire life. And yes, I am talking about it on the radio. And no, it is not a sponsorship. I'm really just admitting to you that I have a lot of hair. And finally taking care of it. I mean, it runs in the family. It's sure. Just, we're werewolf women. It's yeah, awful. I was also in Twilight. Anyway.
I knew you looked familiar. Damn it.
When I booked the appointment a week ago, They said, cool. But the way this works is we need you not to pluck or do anything between now and then so we know where the hair is so we can take care of it. I could not do that. So instead, I waited 2 days. We're on day two.
It's pretty bad.
I never leave the house like this. But today, when I was looking in my mirror at the progress, I was so embarrassed. I wanted to cut it down a little bit so that when I walk into the laser hair removal place, they don't think that I'm a freak. Like, I grow it so fast that they're going to be like, whoa! Like, it's going to creep out the people at the laser hair removal place.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So, air, water, food. These are three basic things that you need to survive. And a high school in Minnesota, instead of feeding 40 students that had a lunch balance of -$15, they threw the food out. The hot food, they threw it in the trash.
Okay.
Somebody caught this on video, put it online, and the locals were so pissed, they raised more than $22,000. For the students, which is about $500 per student.
Oh, my God.
That had a balance, which, I mean, that's like 10 years worth of the value of the food.
At least.
At the cafeteria.
God. Oh.
Do you ever get anything specifically, like when you would always, like, would you always get pizza, pizza or something?
The square pizza was, so good.
So good. All right. So if you're staring at the mighty Missouri, which sounds like something that we all do, right?
All the time,
just,
every day.
Yeah. Get some coffee and just look out at the mighty Missouri.
Sip your coffee all... lovingly at the Missouri.
Looking at that very powerful thing.
That's right.
If you just happen to see containers floating by in the Mad Missouri, you're not having an acid flashback. They are real. Over 740 containers were swept into the river from flooding earlier this year, and they're making their way into our town right now. The thing is, there's not good stuff in it.
So you run the risk of hairline fractures in that metal and some of that stuff leaking out or becoming exposed.
Containers of what?
Bad stuff.
Okay.
Bad stuff. Let's just say bad stuff. So if you see one, don't call the police. Call the Department of Natural Resources spill line.
Because, you know, that's on speed dial.
Right, exactly. And I was like, I'll give the phone number, but no one's going to have it. Okay, so you're staring at the mighty Missouri. You see a container floating by, and then you call. It's like trying to point out a star to someone else. Or like where you are in the woods.
It's a moving vessel.
Yeah, I'm next to a tree in the woods. Can you come get me, please?
You know that one?
Yeah. In Topeka, police were called to arrest a man who was being a disturbance in church. So they evacuated the church. When the cops showed up, the dude grabs a candlestick and threatens to beat them up.
What was he doing?
I don't know. But to me, it's like, oh, this is like an update to the Clue game.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick, it's the crackhead in the church with the candlestick.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Y'all remember the stolen colon.
Yes, Buzz fam, right? Stolen colon. This is how Stacey Moody and I became friends. It was stolen last year from Leslie's dad's truck in Brookside.
Why is it? Why? With that accent?
I don't know. It just seems like a Leslie's dad truck. So it was stolen. Mm-hmm. Somebody took it and it was gone for X amount of days.
It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Stacey Moody was on every major television and publication.
Yes, I was.
Ever talking
national
about it.
National and international. I want to point that out.
I know. And then it was found.
It was found.
And you've had it Where?
We have
since
had
then.
Since then, we've had it a billion places. I mean, it's famous now.
Yeah.
So she's touring, you know.
Yeah. You've had it in your car before.
I've had it in my car so many times. So we had it at the American College of Gastroenterology.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a hard word.
Mm-hmm.
In San Antonio. So the conference is over. The national office sends it UPS.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really?
To Kansas City.
How much is sending a giant inflatable stolen colon cost?
So much. You have no idea.
Did you get insurance?
You know, that's a good question.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm sure, maybe.
This is like the Lindbergh baby. They found
it.
And then we got real lucky that we found it. And then
news as of yesterday, the stolen colon is lost in transit.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. What is happening?
Wait, UPS cannot find a 550-pound colon?
It's 7,000 pounds, but yeah.
Sent from just San Antonio?
San Antonio. It wasn't sent overseas. It was sent from Texas.
Imagine being the person, the mail carrier, mm-hmm. that has to put that in their sack, lug that giant stolen colon around.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Living with someone is a important thing.
Yes.
You've got to mm-hmm. be really choosy.
I'd recommend not choosing your best friend either.
Oh my God.
That's a mistake yes. we all make when we're 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we're besties. Let's live together.
Don't.
Disaster. The good thing about having a roommate is if you both have different rooms, and even if you hate each other, you can just go hang out in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're both sharing basically a studio?
Ew.
Ooh. You need to be a lot more particular.
You'd think so, but that's not what they do.
Ugh.
When you go to college and they just randomly put two names together and put you in a dorm room together. I went to college in 2000 in North Carolina. I had never been to North Carolina before. I'd never been to like the South before. I picked that college because it was the warmest place I was accepted to. Because
oh.
I was from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me about 6 years to thaw. When I finally did, life was amazing. I went to a Baptist college in the Deep South.
Oh, God.
And that was better than anywhere that wasn't a Baptist college in the cold. My story's
yeah.
starting to like really fit and make sense.
Yeah.
This is 2000. People had email, but that wasn't like the only way to communicate.
Right.
Sometimes you had to do the old-fashioned letter.
You penned a letter?
I quilled a letter by candlelight. Yes, this right here, my friends.
Oh, my God.
I remember at some point in the summer before I went to college, I got something in the mail that had the name of my college roommate, the girl that I was going to live with in the same tiny little studio apartment, basically, because that's what a dorm room is, for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
My mother suggested that I write this girl a letter to introduce myself.
Okay. Seems normal.
This is an absolute stranger. I don't know anything more than her name.
Yeah, okay. This is okay. Pre-social right. media.
Yes, this is me coming out of my senior year in high school, going into college. I've been sheltered. I didn't know I was gay. I had not had any experience. I'm from Maine, okay? Do you know what Maine is?
I just picture snowed trees all over the place.
Meth.
Oh.
Cows. Only white people. I had no culture whatsoever. Thought I did. I thought I had culture.
Were you trying to impress this potential roommate by like explaining, hey, this is who I am. I'm excited to meet you.
Absolutely. And that is what this letter is
oh.
right here to my college roommate before I met her. A letter describing myself at 18 years old. And this might be the absolute most mortifying thing I've ever brought in.
Oh.
This, I would rather you play the Beck interview on loop forever.
Oh.
Than to read this, because when I read it this morning, I hate myself.
Are you going to read the entirety and not skip anything?
Absolutely.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
This is written on 3 July 2000.
3 July, because you're British.
That's how you write the date. Hi, my name is because I use my real name.
Oh.
And it looks like we're going to be rooming together at college. I wanted to write you a little bit and tell you about myself, and in turn, learn about you. Where to start? Okay.
All right, Mr. Garrison.
Oh, right there.
Or
M-K.
Mr. Mackey.
Okay. It's written on here. I live in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, and I was born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'll skip the unimportant stuff like family. You probably don't care about that anyway.
I hate my
Trying
family.
Trying to be cool.
My interests.
Right.
And then there's a question mark.
Oh, God.
And I'm like
she
asked.
Ask that.
Exactly.
She didn't ask
that. I don't even
she
know her.
She doesn't care.
My interests. They usually fluctuate, but right now I'm hardcore for surfing and my band. I've surfed in Hawaii, Florida, and Australia.
BS!
I don't have a passport. I've
you
never been
did.
To. I not only have I never been to Australia. Never. I still don't have a passport.
Have you ever surfed?
Well, at that point, no.
Good God.
But apparently, I'm like a pro surfer that surfed in Hawaii, Florida, and Australia. My father is a truck driver. My mother collects tolls at the toll booth in Maine. How the hell are we doing like this worldwide vacation thing? Like we're the Kennedys. All right, back to the letter that I wrote to my future college roommate. Oh, yeah, I play guitar, bass, drums, keyboard, trumpet, and the list goes on. Here's the thing.
How many of those do you actually play, or did you play?
Well, I did play the trumpet, but I found a clip of me playing the trumpet from my ska days.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I think I should probably get rid of the fact that I can play the trumpet. Shut up, it's hard! It's a hard instrument to play. Yes, that was me playing trumpet in my ska band. I play guitar, bass, drums, keyboard, and trumpet, and the list goes on and on. I also sing in my 12-piece ska band. We're actually really popular up here, my band. And that's why I don't really want to leave Maine. We're finishing our CD next month, so you can hear us. Oh my God, could you imagine subjecting a girl to that? You heard 13 seconds
Yikes.
Of my awful band.
Were you actually on the radio?
Yes, but we got yelled at. The DJ hated us, and we were hounding him to play us on the radio, so he yelled at us on the radio. That'll be another more
fun.
My musical interests change weekly. My favorite kinds of music are ska, punk, hardcore, soft, surf, and really old swing. I've never been to the South, and I have no clue what I'm getting myself into, but I will come to college with the knowledge that we won the war.
Wow.
What?
I've never been to the South. I have no clue what I'm getting myself into.
The
but I will
Civil
come,
War?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I will come to college with the knowledge that we won the war.
Ooh.
I know, this is mortifying.
This is getting a little uncomfortable.
I know. I can't believe this is a human
this
being that I was. I know. The only way to describe me is arbitrary. I love to confuse people by saying completely off-the-wall things in the middle of important conversations. I'm a complete jokester, and I'll do anything to make someone laugh. Oh, wait, now I understand why my parents wanted me to go to clown college. That's my joke in my letter. Anyways, I hope that we get along. I hope you don't snore. I hope you like Baywatch. I hope you aren't too girly. And I hope that you don't plan on studying in college because I want to party and find myself. Can't wait to sneak booze in and have fun drunken nights with you as we get to know each other. I'm too lazy to write anymore, so bye. P.S. Tell me about you.
Wow.
Yeah. That is the letter that I wrote. This girl named Brooke, all I got was her name. And we were supposed to room together. Why I have the letter is because we went down for orientation, my mother and I, like a week later.
Okay.
So I got to meet Brooke in real life.
Mm. Oh.
She's everything that you think a Brooke would be.
Sure.
In the South.
Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful, proper, kind, innocent. And I show up with my blue hair, Hawaiian shorts, yellow Oakleys, and so we met and we had a little conversation and it was great. And then when I showed up at college in August, my dad and I brought my stuff in, and there was a sign on my door that said, "Welcome to my name and Celeste."
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
First off, I want to talk about how today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Local event going on here in Kansas City from 6 to 9 at the Plaza, and it is to remember and honor those who have lost their lives to anti-transgender violence, which is unfortunately a thing. 19 people have been murdered this year, and 2 locally. My Chemical Romance. Now you always got to like swoop it back up. My Chemical Romance, they're in the news every day now.
Seriously.
Everything. Yesterday was the first promo photo since they reunited. Today, the band are saying that had they waited any longer, they may have never reunited.
Okay.
A close friend to the band said that Gerard Way said, at some point, it just becomes, like, too long.
Sure.
And he says that sometimes he thinks that he couldn't get back there personally. It seems too distant and weird.
He needs to tell that to, like, Poison and Guns N' Roses.
Agreed. Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish launching her own clothing line for kids.
Okay.
But when I say kids, I don't mean like 17 years old. I mean 17 months.
Oh.
And so it's exactly like the stuff that she wears, but in kid sizes. And she posted promo shots of her on her Instagram story with little kids running around in the same outfit as her. It's really cute.
Aww.
Onesies, socks, t-shirts, beanies, and more. All pretty reasonably priced at around $30. But some stuff's already sold out and it launched today.
Of course. Genius.
So rich. So rich. So rich.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Thank you. We have friends in the studio.
We do.
Hello, Amanda, the rage yoga instructor at Cinder Block Brewery.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you just wake up mad?
No, I actually wake up in a very happy mood.
Are you good at compartmentalizing? Is that how, like, the rage yoga thing starts?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. And then over here, we have Melissa, who is the marketing manager at Cinder Block Brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for getting a hold of us, because we talked about this. We saw it on the news, Stacey and I, a couple weeks ago. And we're like, this is the Buzz family thing.
Yes.
I've done hot yoga once and passed out. That was fun.
Rage yoga is way more fun than hot yoga. I do hot yoga, and I love hot yoga, but I enjoy rage yoga way more.
How did you get into rage yoga, Amanda?
I'm a certified instructor. I had to go to Houston, Texas and take a teacher training class to become a rage certified yoga instructor.
So there's a school?
No.
Kind of?
No. Not really. There's a creators. We're actually doing yoga in the class, and she gave it a little spin. So it's yoga with an attitude.
Right, because you were mentioning some of the poses off air, and we were like, we can't say that one.
Yes.
Do they change up the downward dog at all?
No, that one pretty much stays the same. There's a couple of other ones, like let that stuff go.
Yeah, good for you. Yes.
Yes, yeah, I caught that one. Yep. There's another one. It's MF unicorns. So
there you go. That's Stacey's personalized license plate. That's what it is. How did you get into it?
I saw it online. Actually, one of my friends sent it to me. She knows what kind of music I listen to, and I'm actually a regular yoga instructor also. So she was like, man, you should check this out. It sounds right up your alley. So I got a hold of him, and, you know, like a month later, I'm in Houston, and I'm taking a teacher training course. It was great.
Have you ever got your classes confused and accidentally went into a regular yoga class, and you're just like, ah, mother bleepers, let's go! Has that ever happened yet?
Not yet.
How long have you been working with Cinder Block Brewery to do rage yoga?
A couple months.
Yeah, this is going to be our second session.
Yes.
What do you think people think when they come in originally to try it for the very first time?
For the first time, I think people are just kind of like, what is this? You know, what are we going to be doing? And I give it a breakdown in the beginning of what we're going to do. It's definitely not for people who are easily offended, obviously.
Right.
But I give them a breakdown, and I tell them if they think they're going to be offended by the class, then they can pack their stuff up and get out the door. But I think they're just kind of excited to be there. It's something different. It's something new. And it's basic yoga, so it's a little bit easier than going to a traditional course.
Oh, good. And so the difference with that is also the music. You're not listening to Enya in there.
No. So, I mean, normally you think of calm, tranquility. I'm listening to pretty hard music in mine. I like to mix it up. We listen to explicit music. So, yeah. We use obscene hand gestures.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
When we were watching the news story last month, the people that had just taken the class were just like, I feel so much better. I didn't even know.
Everyone's got a little picked up rage, anger, negativity inside them. And it's just a healthy way to get that out and release it. And you're in a group activity exercise. So that's also, it's helpful and it's peaceful for the mind.
I noticed a lot of women when I saw the news story about it. Is it also open to men?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that I'm glad that it's basic yoga, because when I'm doing regular yoga.
You've done yoga, Stace?
I have. It's been a while, but when I've done it, it's hard enough for me to breathe, let alone scream. So thank you.
Before we let any yells at, I tell you to take a big inhale you don't pass out.
Smart.
And you can also take a big gulp of beer.
Yes. What? That's the best part. Yeah, we'll take beer breaks in the middle of class. It's pretty awesome.
Which is great that you're doing it at Cinder Block Brewery, because it's just right there for you.
Yes.
Melissa, do you happen to have a specific beer that you like to pair with rage yoga?
My favorite beer is our Block IPA.
Wow, that's a heavy one.
It's 7.2%.
That's delicious.
Jeez. I'll take you places.
Melissa, what are the other patrons like that don't know what's going on that decide, hey, guess what? On Thursday at 7 p.m., I'm going to Cinder Block Brewery just to have a beer, then all of a sudden you've got this rage yoga class going on.
I'd say confused. Very confused.
They seemed a little confused.
Now, we set them up next door. We have an event space with a nice heavy steel door that closes. So.
Okay, so it's two totally different sides. Yeah, because I can see myself doing that. Like going on a first date, you're like, let's go to this place. Let's go to this.
memorable.
Are these people okay in there?
Yes, I know there were some people outside, and I was like, hey, so I'm going to shut these doors. And they were like, wait, what? And we can't go back inside? I was like, well, you can, but you're just going to walk around.
Right.
Wow. So is there a certain number of people that are allowed to be there in the class or before it's sold out? Or
yeah, I mean, okay. It does top out depending on space. And luckily enough, the space at Cinder Block is fairly big, so I can fit about 25 people in there.
Stacey, I can't believe that you've never told me that you've done yoga before.
I love yoga.
I feel like as we have an instructor here, I should probably see. What is the hardest pose?
The tree? The doing this?
Yeah.
Okay,
that
cool.
One?
All right, cool. Get it. Come on, Amanda is a
I can instruct
instructor.
You on yes, how to do it. And we'll do it rage style, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All right, Stacey, I got my hand on the dump button. That's what it's called when
we're ready.
Yes, yeah, yeah. All right, so they are standing up, right?
Stand at attention.
How long until she falls over, Chris?
Engage the core, engage the thighs. We're going to breathe, inhale, bring the arms up, and then you're going to give me a fist unicorn.
Oh, I like
there
it.
There you go. She's doing great.
Fist unicorn is definitely the middle finger. Slightly. So, wow. Good job, Stacey. I'm impressed.
That was amazing.
Wow.
My entire body hurts now.
I bet it does. Okay, so Rage Yoga, where can people find this online just to see a little bit more about it before they show up tomorrow?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page. It's Rage Yoga at Rage Yoga Kansas City. And then I also have Instagram. That one is Casey Rage Yoga.
Awesome.
So they can reach me there.
Tomorrow night, Rage Yoga, Cinder Block Brewery, North Kansas City. How many times are you guys going to be doing this? Is this like a monthly thing?
This will be the second time we've had it, and we're trying to schedule a date for January. It's about once a month.
Cool. Any specific special music that you're going to be playing tomorrow or anything?
Actually, I have Meg Myers in the playlist for tomorrow. So
I met her last year. She gave me a throat punch, and it worked. I wanted to throw up for like an entire like day. Yeah. She dared me. Don't dare her to throat punch. I'll show you it off of air.
Yes.
And then maybe you can make it. You can call it the Meg Myers or something like that.
Yes.
Amanda and Melissa, Cinder Block Brewery. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Wow. Sometimes people don't get the joke. Mm. And I fell victim of that last night.
Didn't you, though?
So on Monday, about this time, I asked Buzz Family, what were some things about Kansas City that they miss?
Right, because you've only been here like a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously are not going to remember things from several years ago.
I'd like to fully acclimate and understand what people are saying when they talk about Spirit Fest. So I asked the Buzz Family to text in things that they miss about Kansas City.
Right.
And I was using them for a special project that I would tell them about later. Well, I dropped that special project last night.
Yeah, you did.
It is a series of memes called OK KC Boomer.
Yeah.
Because that is the saying that's been going around. About 50% of the people got it. 50% of the Buzz Family did not get it. It's not exactly about when you were born, time-wise.
Your age.
The
yeah.
boomer thing.
Yeah.
It's about sarcastically saying that something has passed. Like, do you remember how warm and beautiful it was yesterday? Okay, boomer. Like,
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of these up. And the cool thing is, it started some really awesome conversations about things that people forget about Kansas City, like the Beaumont Club.
Oh.
Everybody made that sound. I was researching that place. They had the coolest shows ever.
Fun fact, that's the place I discovered Deer Hunter.
Ew. Yeah, yay.
First concert I ever went with my brother, Suicidal Tendencies. I'm going to cry. I'm crying over here.
Okay, KC Boomer.
Somebody texted in, I remember when Chiefs tickets were made of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, KC Boomer.
Okay.
And it was a picture of Providence Medical Center. I remember when this place was called Sandstone.
It's still called Sandstone.
Okay, Boomer. I'm like, I call it Sandstone. I didn't even live here when it was called Sandstone.
Mm-hmm.
McCoy's, that did close last year. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, that just closed. And like, okay, Boomer, has nothing to do with the actual generation you were born into, but rather is a sarcastic way to say that something that isn't currently in existence jokingly can make you feel like you're very old. Peacocks running around the zoo.
Oh, that was fun.
Concerts at City Market.
Yeah, thanks, Steamboat Arabia.
Did they take
it
that
was
away?
A Buzz show that was the last straw.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, of all the bands that played there, it was Death Cab.
Death Cab that moved like
it was a plate.
A button.
Yeah. I don't remember. It was something very small.
Although I have been to the Steamboat Arabia. That place is effing amazing.
Is it?
Are you kidding?
I've actually never been.
Okay. They found basically a Walmart from before the Civil War. They cleaned off all the stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's like one of everything that you would need to build a city. From the 1800s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By one, I mean 50 of each thing. There's old hats. There's old shoes. It's the only place in the world where you can see stuff like that.
Wow.
It's really cool. Also, people have real little feet back then because the shoes were very tiny.
We grew a lot in the past 150 years as humans.
Okay, boomer.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.